Hi again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? Today's date is January 17th, 2018, and this is episode 96. My name's Carrie, and I'll be your host for the evening, and as always, I am joined by those two guys who, do I really need to introduce them? I think you all know who they are. It is Kent and Russ. How are you doing, guys?
I am fine and dandy, like cotton candy. And I feel effervescent. And I feel effervescent, too.
Are you going to put a hot dog in that cotton candy?
You know it. That was delicious. I don't care what anybody says. Delicious.
Yeah, we didn't do that last time we had a party.
I don't think the cotton candy machine was on, or even there.
It was downstairs. Glenn informed us the reason why. It was mainly Steve.
Yep.
So, good times. Glad. Wish we had Steve here to make fun of him right now.
We can make fun of him. He doesn't have to physically be here.
That's true.
This is true.
It's not like he's listening anyway.
All right. So, for our first-time listeners, welcome. We recap and talk about the week in wrestling. And we also have a few fun segments for you as well. So, we have a few things that we want to talk about, you know, that happened this week. Discuss the preview for the 20th anniversary of Raw. 25th, I'm sorry. Anniversary of Raw. Mix the MMC. And also some new breaking news stories that happened over the past few days. But before we get started with any of that, Kent, what's your moment of bliss for the week?
Well, just for the sake of professionalism, does anybody have the brackets for the MMC? If not, maybe they should look it up while I'm talking. So, this week, I did not have pizza again. I had mac and cheese. I haven't been eating well lately. I'm losing weight. I'm becoming an Ethernopian, I believe. Only very white. Very, very white. something I saw this week, actually, I think I saw it yesterday or today, over on TNA Impact, one of their best female female wrestlers, Sienna, she ended up being hospitalized. She ended up with pulmonary embolisms, two blood clots, one in each of her lungs, which I can relate is a very scary, scary situation. You know, we're hoping that everything turns out well for her. She's obviously not going to be wrestling for a bit. She was actually one of the people I was kind of hoping got released, because I really wanted WWE to pick her up. But now I'm just kind of hoping for her well-being at this rate. Trying to think of anything else exciting, but there really hasn't been a whole lot going on in my world. So, Yep, that's my moment of bliss this week.
I was going to say, that was not very moment of blissy. That was very, that was a moment of, I guess.
Well, when was the last time we got to see Bliss bend over?
It has been a long time.
Right, like, I need that moment back, okay? Like, my moments of bliss are getting worse and worse every week because I'm not seeing it.
I think we need to talk to the WWE higher-ups here. More Bliss ass.
Yeah, more Bliss ass, more sawingpros.com.
Yeah, sawingpros.com. We're going to start it now, and they don't really have to know anything about it. Man, if you people need saws, sawingpros.com. That's your place.
And that was our moment of bliss.
And our first plug for a sponsor, maybe? All right, guys, let's get started. Well, I'm going to kick this off into another one of our segments. Russ, I know you have a man crush for this week. Why don't you kick us off with
this? All right, well, I am going to kick us off with this man crush. Now, I'm going to tell you, this week was really tough. WWE did not bring any game for a man crush. I mean, everything was just their standard fare. Now, with that in mind, one person did kind of stand out to me this week, and he did a lot of work this week, so I'm really impressed. Put in two matches in the same night. Okay? Not only did he do two matches in the same night, he won both of them. So I think you may know who I'm talking about. I am talking about that glorious bastard, Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode is my man crush of the week because he is indeed glorious, and now he is the United States champion. So, man crush of the week.
See, both of our segments suck this week because wrestling is not doing it for us. So
exactly.
They're killing the podcast. WWE feels they're threatened.
Yeah. Really. Clearly. They're like, well, podcast is getting too good. We got to suck it down a bunch.
I gotta say, I want to give props to Corey Graves because he said this week that he was a broadcast journalist, which was a line Bobby Heenan always said. So, good shout out to the brain. I enjoyed that.
All right, so guys, let's go ahead and talk about our new United States champion. For our listeners who may have not watched SmackDown yet, as Russ said, there was a semifinal match last night. And then a final match.
There were two semifinal matches last night.
Yeah, that was gender and.
Yeah, well, that's why you forgot it. I understand.
That's why I said it. It was gender. I always forget when it's gender. But then again, gender faced Bobby Roode in the finals, so you can't really forget that. But ultimately, Bobby Roode, new United States champion, and kind of quickly. It's like they sped everything up. Where do you think they're going with this, guys?
I don't think they're going anywhere different than they were before. But, yeah, I'm curious to why they sped it up. Did they think it was really going to be that bad and the Royal Rumble was that full that they needed to take it off? That's the only thing I can think of, right? Like, they were so...
The women's Royal Rumble is going to take a lot of time.
It is. I think so, too. A lot more than they anticipated, I bet. And...
Well, because they weren't sure if they were going with 20 or 30 women initially, I don't think.
Well, they seemed to go right away, didn't they? Like, when they announced it, they seemed to be, or at least the week after, they kind of solidified it for us. But that's the only explanation I have, right? I mean, but why did they say they were going to have it next week and then end up deciding to have it this week? Really weird, isn't it? I mean, they just like, okay, speed this crap up.
It was weird in the fact that, I mean, initially it was the finals were supposed to be at the Royal Rumble. Then it was supposed to be next week on SmackDown. Then it got rushed. Like,
was it that bad?
Rushed because I think that they're actually going to have a rematch at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, you think?
I think that's why they rushed this, to get this, possibly build up a feud. I fully expect Ginger to beat the shit out of Bobby next week to solidify that for the Rumble. That's the only reason I can come up for this.
My problem is, here's the other thing though. There's already so much going on at the Rumble. Can they afford to have another match?
Well, what's really happening at the Rumble? We have the two main matches. We have the two world championship matches.
The two tag team matches.
Two tag team, but we don't have any singles women's.
No singles women's, right? The Intercontinental Championship, possibly. Oh no, they're doing that Raw 25.
Yeah, that won't be.
So
there's going to be four normal matches and two Rumble matches in a four-hour card.
So two Rumble matches right there are almost 3 hours.
They might just do 90-second increments, though.
Mm.
That's how you speed that up. Or they may just make us watch until midnight.
No, please don't.
Yeah, I'm begging that they don't. But, I mean, one of the tag team matches is probably going to get relegated to the kickoff.
Oh, there is a kickoff show. No, there is a kickoff show match. It's
Enzo and Cedric, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a two-hour kickoff show. They're going to have more than one match.
Oh, God, it's 2 hours. Oh, God, I forgot this is a manic. I used to love
Bobby,
watching these.
Bobby and Ginger could be there, you know?
It's possible, I guess.
I don't know. It's weird. But I got to tell you something, and this is important. Welcome to SawingPros.com, the website that can teach you everything you need to know about all the different saws on the market. And it goes on, and it is fantastic.
So I can learn about all the saws that I want to.
Yes, they have always loved using different saws for us and discovering new saws that can be used for different purposes.
You know what? True. That's amazing. These saws are just like how Bobby Roode sawed off the competition on this United States Championship. Just clean off.
Yep.
See, we're seeing how we can do this. See, it's a great time to do
testing
it, too.
The waters.
Testing the waters. What is it again? Sawpros.com?
I was going to say, shouldn't we ask them before we start doing
all this? Oh, no, it's too late. We've already... I want one fan. If there's any, okay, this will prove that we have fans listening. I want one fan to go to, what is it, sawpros.com?
Sawing.
Sawingpros.com. I want one fan, that's not Kerry, to go there, sawingpros.com, and leave them some kind of message and tell them that they heard this on our podcast. One fan. That's all I want. I want one fan.
They even go into chainsaws, so I can totally get behind them
my
for
goodness.
Halloween time.
This is like a match come true.
So they have a jigsaw and a chainsaw. I'm sold on this whole idea. But anyways, wrestling.
Right. So
yeah, let's get back to wrestling.
Okay. So quick question for you guys that I'm curious about. Was Bobby Roode the most obvious boring choice that they could possibly have chosen, or would have gender been? Other than gender. I mean, because didn't this seem like it was so forecast so long?
Well, Aiden English initially appeared to be a good choice, but he got bounced out early, so then it became clear cut it was going to be Bobby. Had Big E maybe been in instead of Xavier, I would have possibly considered that. Because I could have seen Mojo beating Bobby and Big E beating Jinder. That would have been something a little surprising, but
that'd be
I
great.
Could have seen it. But yeah, this was as predictable gets, and I don't know why Jinder was wearing blue. Guys, stop wrestling in the same color tights.
Oh my god, yeah, I was like, holy crap, they're wearing the exact same thing. It was really weird.
Yes, Carrie.
Yeah. Oh, I was not, I was going to say, I think you can tell them apart.
Yes, but they look...
Their hair?
Yeah. What are you trying to say, Carrie?
Yes, exactly.
Are you trying to say that they aren't the same race?
Well,
I don't see race, Carrie.
One has a one of them has a better wrestling ability than the other,
and one has a bigger nose than the other. That's what I base off.
Yes,
Jinder has a huge nose.
He does have a big nose.
Isn't Jinder also taller?
Well, yeah,
yeah, a little bit, and his hair is a little longer and wetter.
And Jinder can't be hindered, and Bobby's glorious. So there's a big difference there.
Here's my question. Is Jinder trying to grow out his hair to become the next Rusev? Because he's trying to grow out the Rusev hair of old.
So we can have Jinder Day?
And remember, Jinder came back with shorter hair, and him and Rusev are just changing roles. Rusev must have found Jinder handsome initially.
Maybe we'll start having Jinder Day, and it will be a Mahala Day for everybody.
Well, I hope we can move on from that.
Take that, guys. Come on.
I think we should maybe move on to our next topic completely and talk about our segment, Were You Not Entertained? Let's talk about that segment where Kurt Angle fired Braun. I was not entertained by the actual firing, but the hilarity that ensued afterwards, well, I tell you guys, that entertained me. What about you, Russ?
Kind of the same boat. All right, listen. I get it. It was fake that he was being fired, obviously. It was so clear a day. I mean, who waits a week after they've done something to do it publicly on television to say that they're fired? So obviously it's fake. But I got to tell you guys a great story in a little bit after this. But firing him is the dumbest possible thing he could have done. It was such an illogical move that things are breaking over here. See, I shocked the world over here by saying that it was such an illogical move. It was just such a stupid move. Like, who would do that and not expect these consequences? But yes, overall, very entertaining. Braun was great throughout the whole entire night.
I, too, was entertained only because the fear on everybody's eyes was just... Everybody acted it up. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, how many times did they have to film Braun without him laughing? Because you know damn well Braun had to be laughing a few times. Loved Kurt Hawkins' involvement. That man never gets his just due. I love the logic. I mean, screw it. You know, like, somebody does something, let's wait a week. And do it in front of a national audience. We're not going, like, phone call, send an email. No, we're going to wait. We're going to play your music out, and then we're going to fire you in front of everybody. I love that logic, because only in the world of professional wrestling would that ever, ever happen. Like, can you think of any other type of employment where you would wait a week, have a national audience be like, oh, by the way, thanks for coming, you're fired. No, no, that don't happen. So that's why wrestling is still fun today.
Well, that's what's part of it. I got to tell you the story. So WWE.com, not to be confused with sawingpros.com, put on there that Kurt Angle, breaking news, Kurt Angle fires Braun Strowman. Now, it didn't say anything about being on Raw or anything like that. That's all it said. So I went into the comments, because you know this was going to be good, right? So I went into the comments. One guy, one of the first ones I read, the guy's like, how could he do this? He's a great talent, blah, blah, blah. I'm never watching wrestling again. I'm unsubscribing to WWE Network. What ensued afterwards was about 50 to 60 comments on this Facebook post, trying to explain to this guy that wrestling is fake. It was a staged thing. And this guy just vehemently, either he's a great troll or really, really into his wrestling. Either way, it was great. He refused to believe anyone. And it just went on until all of a sudden, then, you know, Stephanie called up and got him rehired. And the guy goes, Stephanie knows what she's doing. I can't believe I said that, because Stephanie's a bleeping bit, blah, blah, blah. And it just kept on going, like, that this was all real. Like, it actually happened. And there was a time, okay, remember when Braun lifted up the, what of that 18-wheeler?
Yeah, it was impressive how strong he is.
It is very impressive. And the guy goes, again, I can't tell, it has to be fake, right? Come on.
Trolling has become an art form, and this guy sounds like he knew what he was doing.
He had to have, because I'm reading this thing, like, this guy is either the biggest moron I've ever met. And he goes, WWE gets what they deserve when you fire talent like this. And
it's still real to him, damn it.
I think it is. It was hilarious to read the entire thing with so many people just trying to be like, it's fake, just go along with the story, he'll be hired back by the end of the night or by Royal Rumble, whatever.
They shouldn't have rehired him, though. They should have had him interrupt the Royal Rumble. Would have made more sense.
You know what would have made even more sense?
What I just said, yes. No,
have him come into every match during Raw and interrupt it like he should have.
Well, that would have been for the night after, Russ. God. Is this, like, all just another attempt to cause dissension between Angle and Stephanie and...
Yes.
Is this like planting the seed for that feud?
It had to have been. Because isn't that, again, that's the only thing I could logic out of this. Like, okay, is this the seed they plant to get Triple H versus Kurt? Because this was stupid.
But isn't it going to be Triple H and Braun? In which case, this would all be foolish. Like, which way are they going now? Because remember, Braun was pissed off at Triple H last we saw. So I'm very confused by... which seeds we're planting here.
There's a lot of seeds being planted by WWE, and they're just hoping some of them grow, and they could pick those.
Ric Flair planted a lot of seeds in his career.
He certainly did. His daughter is engaged, but not Charlotte.
Woo!
What was it? Oh, the other thing, though, that was great was Braun Strowman himself, where he said, I'm going to get these hands on everybody! That was great. That was one of my favorite parts. I kept on thinking every segment should have had more Braun Strowman getting his hands on those people.
I loved how he manhandled Cole, by the way.
Yes.
Poor Cole. Like, he's trying to, like,
He was caught in his headphones. I think that was where the big problem was. And Braun didn't know, so he kept on tugging him. And his poor leg, I'm just like, oh my God, Braun, just give him 5 seconds to get rid of whatever's on his leg.
Oh, I probably couldn't hear him.
No.
Braun saved Raw, though. Like, he single-handedly saved Raw this week. Without Braun, how bad of Raw would...
The end matches were okay. The beginning of the day night was terrible. So, yeah.
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 I don't know. I think they should have had it go on longer.
It
just had Braun just a huge wave of destruction up until, you know, everyone was basically, okay, you've caused enough destruction, we can rehire you. I think they did it too soon.
I think an hour and a half was good. It was about an hour and a half mark, right? I'd say.
I could have gone all 3 hours.
Oh, I could have absolutely too. I mean, they could
have been disappointed.
No. Braun is the best thing going on wrestling. And that brings up a really good question. How do you not have Braun win at the Royal Rumble? If he doesn't win, it's over, right? Do we all agree that they've completely squandered their chance for him?
No, here's the thing. We say yes. I know Kerry is on the tip of wanting to say yes. I'm on the tip of wanting to say yes. But the reality is no. Because after WrestleMania, all they need to do is do a few nights that's magical like this again. Let Braun do ridiculous things. And we're going to fall right back in love with the guy. And we're going to be like, all right, give him a chance this time, guys. So we're going to be hypocrites if we say, yes, this is his last chance. Because it's not.
But this is the golden opportunity to make him a superstar beyond.
Yeah, the 2018 Royal Rumble is this one time only that we can make Braun Strowman into the no. Braun Strowman versus Roman versus Brock is your money match.
That is a money match, and that would be fantastic at WrestleMania.
That's the point where you do it. Or, you know, maybe they have Brock lose because I know there's somebody who may or may not be available soon, and I know we're going to talk about it later. That would be a great matchup for Brock Lesnar. So maybe that's something they're considering.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. All right, guys, let's move on. One quick topic from Raw, because I know Russ is dying to talk about this. Did I see the curb stomp come back this week?
You bet you did. Okay, was anybody else shocked by that? Because I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear any rumors swirling around coming back. Was everybody else like, holy crap, did he just do what I thought he did? He did?
Well, Russ, yeah. If you didn't hear about it, I don't think anybody else would.
I know. I'm so deep into the trenches at WWE.com. But,
well, I mean, that and the double-edged sword.
And the double-edged sword and I are connected, yes.
Yes.
In that way.
Nuts, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was a really good curb stomp. And there was a great match. I'm just going to say this. It was a great match. They had a really good match between them. But that ending was really awkward.
Now, part, like when Sheamus and Cesaro came out?
No. Afterwards, where they were literally just sitting there 5 minutes staring at Finn, trying to get up, and like there was no ending planned or something. I kept on waiting for something to finish. Yeah.
You almost were like, are they turning heel on Finn? Like, they held on the camera for so...
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was like, is something going on? What's going on here? Why is this taking so long? And nothing happened. And I'm like, oh, did I miss something? I rewound it because I thought, did I miss something? What the hell went on?
It was very... Yeah, you're right. It was awkward. I'd kind of forgotten about that because I was sitting there like, looking at my computer, then going back. I'm just waiting to hear something else, and nope, still spam.
Yeah, he still tried to stand up, and at first I thought he was actually hurt. I was like, well, bring back the curb stop, and he gets injured. But then I thought they are spending a lot of time without getting doctors out there to him, so it must be a work.
I gotta say, Seth and Finn, Seth has been Finn's best opponent, in my opinion. I know a lot of people think AJ versus Finn was better. I think Seth and Finn actually have better in-ring chemistry, to be perfectly honest. I think he brings out the best of Finn, and Finn brings out the best in Seth, quite frankly.
Yeah, that was a really good match. Like, that was the only... Okay, I can't say it was the only time I paid attention that night, because obviously the whole Braun stuff, that was fantastic. But that was about the most I paid attention to any of the matches for Raw. Because the rest of it was just, I don't know, I'm just...
What do you mean? You didn't care for the Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel versus Roman Reigns handicap match?
What?
I thought for sure they were going to win, and then he pulled out the victory out of nowhere.
How does he do it? He was in a handicap match. He should have never won, but yet he did it.
He overcame those odds, man.
It seems like these WWE superheroes always seem to come, get over those odds. I'm beginning to think those odds aren't as bad as they keep on telling us.
It's the power of the wet hair.
Or could be that.
Believe that. I love. Has anybody looked at the Royal Rumble betting odds yet?
No.
It's great how like legitimate guys that are like mid to top guys have lower odds than say like somebody like Jericho, who has been completely ruled out for the whole thing, but he's still like in sixth place of possibly winning it.
Is Omega still on the odds for that?
Last I checked, I thought he was. So.
Yeah, he was like 7-2. I was like, he just re-signed with New Japan. There's no way. Unless they're doing some kind of like, you know, cross-promotional thing, but I don't think Vince wants to do that.
Vince has only cross-promoted once?
Yeah.
Which was the ECW.
Yeah. He does not... He's won the battle. You know, at this point, he's won the battle. You think he wouldn't care anymore. Like, he's won. There's no matter what anybody says, he's won. So I think he wouldn't care anymore, would you?
No, well, he should care to try to expand interest. I mean, teaming up with New Japan, as much as I make fun of it, would still be a wise decision to get even more eyes on the product. You get more eyes, you get more subscribers. Subscribers is still one of their main money things. So it would be wise, and I won't be surprised if when Stephanie and Triple H take over, I would not be surprised to see more partnerships happen. Or, I mean, the rumors were Vince did take out a lot of money to start his own, like, entertainment league, and there are possibilities he was possibly interested in selling. Not that I believe it, but weirder things have happened.
He's interested now. The man is, what, pushing almost 80, right? Gotta be close now.
He's in his 70s now, I believe, yes.
Yeah, so he's getting old. It's almost, I know he's ride or die WWE until he's dead. So I don't think he's going to be selling. But I have heard rumors that he is more lenient about it anyway. So
I'm as tall as Vince McMahon. Also, he is 72.
Oh, never mind. I thought he was older. I thought he was like 75, 76.
So did I.
Yeah, so did I.
All right, so he's a spring chicken.
Speaking of things that aren't spring chickens anymore, let's talk Raw's 25th anniversary celebration. It'll take place next week from two locations in New York City, from the Manhattan Center, which, for those of you who aren't familiar, just the Hammerstein Ballroom, and the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Some of the list of names scheduled to appear. We got Trish Stratus, Chris Jericho, Michelle McCool, Kelly, Mean Gene Okerlund. Looks like Jim Ross, Jerry the King Lawler. I heard Kevin Nash was announced, but he has dropped out because of his knee. He can't travel with it.
Oh, yeah, he has bad knees.
Scott Hall, Bella Twins, all members of DX, Stone Cold. I'm excited for this show. It should be good.
And Taker.
Oh, yes, and Taker.
Yeah.
And free agent John Cena.
That guy hasn't signed yet? Oh, my God. He could go to New Japan any day now.
He could. I can't believe WWE hasn't gobbled him back up.
Have you
seen
the video?
I think they gobbled on him enough, Russ.
A video came out over the weekend. Somebody asked him, I think in a Q&A, if he would ever join the Bullet Club.
And he said no.
He said, I don't think they'd have me. That is a really elite group.
FTE.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, okay, Kent. Yeah, okay. All right, let's talk 25th anniversary of Raw. What are you guys looking forward to? What are you not looking forward to? Who are you looking forward to seeing? Kent, let's start with you.
I know Jake the Snake has said he hasn't been invited yet, but I would really like to see Jake and Hall. Those are two guys. If the WWE has an ounce of sense, which we're still not sure that they do, Paul Heyman should definitely show up at the Hammerstein Ballroom because that'll be one of the biggest pops of the night. Probably rivaled only by Austin and Taker. Paul Heyman's a fucking god at the Hammerstein Ballroom, so let's not forget that. So they would be really smart to bring him there and not to the Barclays. Obviously, Taker. Because there's all kinds of rumors. He may be having another match. Either way, I don't care. I get excited for Undertaker no matter what. I'm
excited.
Very excited. Titillated.
I would have said bonerific.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about Seth or Jason, so... I'm sad that Edge ain't going to be there. I know Christian's going to be there, but no Edge.
Why isn't Edge going to be there? I know they had to have invited him.
They did.
They did. He's filming over in, I think, Ireland for some show that he's on. Or
okay. I was about to say, how is he on the not?
Him and Edge's podcast.
Him and Edge podcast? So Edge and Edge?
Yes. Yes. The pod of awesomeness.
Ah! Didn't catch that one. She'll catch it tomorrow when she listens.
The Undertaker's the only one that can beat the Undertaker, so...
That's true.
Edge and Edge podcast of awesomeness.
Edge and Edge podcast of awesomeness.
Edge and Christian.
What? No.
What? No.
I just caught that. I just caught that.
Hopefully so, the Blue Meanie comes back, too.
I highly doubt that.
Me too, but, you know, him versus JBL one last time. Come on.
Now... I guess what I'm looking forward to is a little bit of Trish Stratus, first of all. See how she's aged. That'll be important. But I'm curious to how they're going to do this. How are they doing two areas? Like
big screen, I imagine. Because isn't Hammerstein just going to be a bunch of like old-timers coming out, saying hi to the fans, and then we're probably going to have the matches and real segments at Barclays? Or do you think they're going to run any real segments at Hammerstein?
I think they're going to run some segments at Hammerstein. There's got to be. I would be pissed if I just went to Hammerstein and all I got were promos.
And more importantly, Taker and Austin. Those are the two. Like, it seems like most of the old timers would go to Hammerstein, but Taker and Austin, probably Barclays?
They're definitely Barclays. Yeah. I can't.
Eric's going to shave some men's ass next Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, great. It's good for him. Can't wait for that glass to shake.
If Undertaker goes to Barclays, I would be so shocked because that's a waste of the biggest pop you'll ever hear when you hear those bells ring.
Isn't Brother Love supposed to be there too?
Maybe.
I believe I read Brother Love. I know the Dudleys.
Dudleys.
How'd they bring Howard back?
How are the Dudleys going to be there? I thought Bubba Ray was on something. Ring of Honor?
And he retired, unretired, did stuff. Who knows?
Okay.
I don't even know at this point.
It's sad Foley's not going to be there. Even though it's going to be in his hometown, it sounds like he's not going to be around.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Foley. Or he could be a surprise.
He supposedly has stuff that he's got to do that night. He already had previous engagements, unfortunately.
I don't understand how he's got... Okay, I understand Edge. But how does Mick Foley have a previous engagement? He should have been... I mean, they should have come to him way early, right?
Well, you would think that they would have planned for this at least 6 months in advance. Like, I mean, they knew that this was coming. They've been planning for this for a while, so why wouldn't you have lined things up earlier? But knowing what we know, is anybody surprised if they just started inviting people in December or November?
Yeah. I just would have thought, tell these guys six or 7 months in advance, hey, Raw 25, we want you there.
I hope they do a video tribute to Benoit. He deserves it.
Definitely. Especially at the end.
So Jericho, Kerry, since I know that you've kept on top of Jericho more than we have, do you know anything if he's live appearance or video appearance? Do you know anything?
I don't know anything. I do know that there's no deal in place.
Right. He's just he's the John Cena of free agents, except legit.
Yeah, he's a legitimate free agent right now because I don't think he has a deal with Japan. He doesn't have a deal with WWE. He pretty much can do whatever he wants at this
point. Well, that makes sense. I mean...
So he could be there live. He could be there via satellite. Who knows?
Will The Rock make an appearance?
Speaking of via satellite...
That'd be my guess, too. But, I mean, really, if he could show up, I wouldn't be... I would give him at least 33% odds of showing up.
I was going to say...
He shows up sometimes.
Yeah, I think he might just show up. And the thing with him, though, is that's the bit. He's like, you say Jericho, but like him, if he wants to show up, it's open door. Come on in. It doesn't matter what they had planned. He can literally come that night and go, I want in. Okay. Take as much time as you need.
I mean, I would say that goes for, you know, Vince has a handful of people. I think Shawn Michaels is one of them. Taker, obviously. One other name that I've been curious about. What does anybody think about the Hulkster?
Okay, I was going to say about that. I was going to mention, it feels weird that they're not inviting the Hulkster. There's been nothing. I read rumors that I've been reading has said he's not even been asked. Not even a thought.
I've also read that.
Which is stupid. Okay. Is he still fired over the N-word?
Yes. That would be the incident that has spawned this discord.
I think at this point, he has publicly apologized.
It's time to move past.
Yes, it's time to move past. Like, okay, you learned your lesson. We got it. Just move on. I mean, there's a point where you got to say, okay, enough's enough. I mean, the Hulkster is one of the greatest legends of all time. I'm sorry. Not that I'm saying what he said was right. All I'm saying is he's paid his punishment. It's time to...
We live in a land that's supposed to be a forgiving society, and we've become more and more jaded instead of more and more forgiving. And it'd be nice... I mean, Vince owes so much to Hogan. Yes, he owes a lot to Taker and Austin, but he owes probably even more to Hogan. If you think about it, without Hogan main eventing the first 9 WrestleManias, I mean, that's huge. I mean, he owes a huge debt. If anybody should be forgiving him, it should be Vince. That's my hang-up, really.
And would you put it past Vince and Hogan to be sitting in a room using the N-word with each other, just joking around?
Not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Come on, Kat.
Not a 20-foot pole.
Come on, 50-foot pole.
Yeah, 50-foot pole.
Okay, yes. Yes, they would.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Vince has been on TV and said the N-word. I mean, let's not forget the hypocrisy. He said the N-word on TV, but he's holding it against Hogan. Let's not forget that happened. He was Shelton, right, that he called?
Yep.
Yeah. So let's not forget Vince McMahon was on Raw, used the N-word, and now is holding Hogan hostage, for lack of a better term. Classy.
Yeah, in that case, they need to just forgive and forget. Well, not forget, but, I mean, without Hogan, as you said, Kent, to your point, WWE would not be where it is today if it wasn't for Hogan.
Now, so are we assuming, like, Raw 25 is going to be kind of put a hold on stories? Or do you think they're going to try to move some stories along because it's right before the Rumble?
What stories do they need to push anymore?
None.
The story been told. I mean, the stories, they've actually done a good job as far as this is going to be the best go-home show they have all year, because they're not going to bother trying to force anything down our throat, as far as I know. Although it is always fun when an announcer's like, if this was the Royal Rumble, they would have been eliminated by getting thrown over the top rope. Because they got to say that every year like idiots. But, I mean, really, do you expect more than, what, 5-6 matches?
I can't expect more than 2 matches.
Like, somebody's going to be involved with the Legends. Who's going to get that opportunity? I'm hoping the Revival. Really hoping.
I think it's going to be a lot of Legends mixing in with the new guys.
Honky Tonk Man and Elias?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
There's a lot of cool possibilities.
Former women with the current women?
Yeah, I really can't wait to see Trisha's sweet ass. Russell's right.
I know.
Can you see Trish in Bliss together?
Oh.
My inner child and current child would both be raging. It'd be great.
I would have such a clue the entire night.
Yeah, yeah.
Major clue.
Is Molly supposed to be there, or is she just for the Rumble?
She may be there.
I think that's just for the Rumble.
Oh, I love Molly.
And you know, okay, we all agree there's going to be surprises at 25, right? That we don't know about?
No, we don't agree.
You think we know everybody?
We just spent 15 minutes speculating, but no, we don't agree.
Well, we only talked about people who were here.
Bring back Demolition to face New Day.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Demolition isn't decrepit and can't wrestle, you know, that would be great other than that.
I mean, I'm sure Axe has got to be close to, well, he's got to be in his 50s, if not 60 by now. Axe was old when he was in Demolition.
These guys aren't spring chickens.
What the fuck's a spring chicken? Can somebody answer me this, please? Because we've used this term a lot tonight, and I want a fall chicken, okay?
All right, hold on. You know, I'm going to look this up. I know what it means, but I don't know the origins.
I want a summer chicken.
All right. See, like, I looked up, like, why barns are red before. That was a fascinating thing.
Why are barns red?
Actually, like, it showed, like, you were a little richer. And basically all you used was you added some of your animal blood, like, when you slaughtered them, to the paint mixture to make it brighter red. It was almost like a thing of prestige back in the day. I don't know how far back it dates, but, yeah, that was one of the big reasons, oddly enough.
I think red back then used to have gold in the paint, like the chips. So yeah. That may be why.
I mean, if we had Dustin Rhodes on here, he'd be able to tell us, but we don't.
Right.
So while Russ is looking up spring chicken, do we have another topic?
Yeah.
Well, I found it.
Oh.
So hold on. I'm sorry. The origin of the phrase actually comes from its literal meaning. In the early 1700s, farmers found that chickens born in spring brought better prices than old ones that had gone through the winter.
Oh, winter is coming, though.
Yes.
I thought winter was already here.
Winter's coming in 2019 because HBO is slow as shit.
Oh, God.
That's killing me.
Yeah, like, waiting all this time for 5 episodes? Like, what the fuck?
I know. We basically have to survive another 2 years in order to get this.
Unfair. It's very unfair.
State unfair.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on, guys. Let's talk the MMC brackets. So those came out earlier, I think, end of last week? All 12 weeks of them?
Yeah, can I just say that it's funny how they did the pairings, because you could clearly tell that they were like, all right, since we have this wild card slot, we can afford to give like one or two good first round matches, and the rest of them are going to be really obvious. Isn't that kind of how it looks from your viewpoint, Carrie?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like the one that happened last night, who won last night?
Baylor Banks.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's the one I would have thought.
Natalya
getting the second chance. Yeah. And guess what?
Other one.
Oh, God.
What was it? Braun and Alexa versus who?
Zayn and Lynch.
That was the other intrigue.
That's the other intrigue, yeah.
So those are the two whatever team loses there, and Shinsuke, one of those I think is going to be wild card.
Okay, hold on. Let's look. If you guys have the bracket up or no?
I do.
All right, because I'm looking at this. Look at the first 3 weeks, and how do you tell me that Raw is not the only teams that are going to win? You already got Baylor Banks. The next match is Miz and Asuka versus Big E and Carmella.
Yeah, Miz and Asuka are taking.
And the next one's Strowman Bliss versus Zayn and Lynch. I love both those teams, but I can't see Strowman and Bliss losing.
Me neither. Let's see. The rest are intriguing. Well, actually, no.
Uso, Naomi, Rusev and Lana, maybe? No, Elias and Bayley will win that one. Rude Flair.
I mean, I'm looking at week 6, where you got Cruz and Nia versus Rude and Flair.
Oh, that's Rude and Flair. I'm definitely
Rude
winning.
Rude and Flair, yeah.
Hey!
What do they call it? The Robe Warriors?
Yeah,
the Walking Dead returns on February.
All right. Have to get that in when we're talking about that one person.
Damn you, Bobby Roode. Damn
it. Who would that be?
Somebody.
Somebody that connects us to the Walking Dead.
Tism?
Her father will also be at Raw 25.
That's true.
Of course he will be. And he's going to be like, that's your H. Move my daughter over to Raw 2 and give her the belt.
Give her both belts, SmackDowns and Raws.
And make her the first ever Royal Rumble champ, too.
You know she doesn't.
Give her all the belts.
Put her over Brock Lesnar. Woo.
Put her over Brock Lesnar.
I'll tell you the match that I'm most intrigued by in some weird way is Goldust and Alicia versus Jimmy and Naomi. I mean, fortunately for them, it's Jimmy and not Jay.
I was going to say.
I know we got to talk about that later. I just wanted to make that joke now. But I want Goldust and Alicia to win. If I could have any one team win the whole thing, it'd be Goldust and Foxy.
That's definitely not happening.
Russ, you say that, but this is such a worthless thing. Does it really matter who wins?
There's no.
Like no prestige.
No. Who cares who wins this? Honestly, who cares? But, I mean, I'm looking at this bracket, and I don't see Raw losing many matches. Just the way it's set up.
The top is so stacked compared to the bottom half. Right?
It is.
Like, there's five really good teams and Big E and Carmella in the top.
And you know what the worst part is? Big E and Carmella, they should be big. They're a bigger name. They should be. They're not,
They would actually be a good choice for the bottom half. Like, I could see them possibly winning. Like, the bottom half.
Well, you got Elias and Bayley. That's pretty.
Elias and Bayley seem to be the best team.
Well, Ric Flair, because I know you are hatred for.
Yeah, I mean, is that match going to be in February? Back when The Walking Dead returned.
Yes, it will be. Walking Dead will have returned by that point.
Good. So. It'd be a great time for you to just plug everything Walking Dead.
How funny would it be, though, like, if that actually was the right timing? Like, it'd be great.
All right, so did anybody watch the match? That's the other question.
What was the question, Ross?
Did anybody watch the match?
No.
No.
No, me either. So.
What the fuck is Facebook Watch? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Is it a free? That's what I was going to say. Is it a free thing? I didn't know how to watch it even if I wanted to. So.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was confused. I don't know what Facebook Watch is. Is it like YouTube Red? Is it like a paid? I don't know. There's too much social media. Can we all agree that there's way too much too many possibilities out there that it's kind of overwhelming at times?
Yeah, it's I don't know. Facebook, like, I kind of want to watch this because it's on Facebook, but I didn't know how to find it, and I'm just like, I don't care enough. So,
you know what? I'm at facebook.com/watch, and that's apparently where you find it. So there's a lot of stuff on here. I don't know what I'm looking at, but that's okay. But that's how you get to Facebook Watch, and it appears to be free.
Okay, well, that's good. I was hoping it was free. That would be kind of weird.
I mean, it's not as good as sellingpros.com.
No.
Where you can find out all your chainsaw and jigsaw needs. But, you know, you can watch funny videos on Facebook Watch.
All right. Nothing is going to compare to sawingpros.com. So
let's ask the real question. Who's winning this whole MMC? Carrie, you look confused. I want to know your answer.
No, I'm really, really thinking here. I'm just looking at the brackets, looking at all the pairings. And
The way they looked at, they set this up. Wow, you're going to get Asuka, yes. The Miz, Asuka, Strowman, and Bliss. Probably in week 10. Do we all agree with that?
Well, Balor and Banks versus Miz and Asuka. I think Miz and Asuka is definitely a finalist.
Right. Remember the second chance fan votes. You can get Balor, Banks, Shinsuke, and Natalya back.
I don't see. I just don't think that they want to have Asuka lose, even if she doesn't take the pin.
Right. Which makes me think they're going to be the winners. That's why I've been saying.
But Strowman and Bliss is the best combination.
Yep.
And Foxy and Goldie. Well, I don't like Goldust's hair. I still want to complain about that a little bit. His hair is bad. I want
that
to see
is a
Elias
family thing. Because he's done that, and so has Cody. They're both of their hairs look the same now.
Oh gosh, that's
disturbing.
That's worse than Bobby Roode's partner.
Ha ha. Nia's hurt. Will she be able to be a part of this MMC 6 weeks from now?
Yeah. What's up with her turning her back on her best friend? Her best friend came out there, and I was kind of hoping that Nia was going to like try to lean on Bliss, and she limped to the back. But I was so sad that that didn't happen. Because, come on, that would have been a meme unto itself.
Why are they trying to break them up like we thought they were best friends on live air anyway?
I don't know. Like, and the thing is, like, Enzo's got his injuries. Like, they're just like the injured couple at this point. I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure out why that storyline's a thing. But back to who do you think's going to win this?
Well, Kent's already told us. I agree with him.
I think it's going to be, if I had to pick the finals, I'll say Miz, Asuka versus Elias and Bayley, because both of those are got the heel face dynamic. I think that's kind of what they want to go with.
I think it's going to be Miz, Asuka, Baylor Banks. Just because they're going to get rid of.
Wouldn't that be the repeat of the second of week
yep,
seven?
Of this week seven matchup.
They ain't going to give us a repeat. That'd be foolish.
You're right. That would be foolish.
I think you might be onto something. I'm picking Elias and Bayley to win it all.
Win it all? No way Asuka's going to lose this thing.
I like everything Carrie said. I'm both team up with Carrie here.
I still say Miz Asuka. But I could see Elias and Bayley being their final opponents, so yay to that. Or it could be Shinsuke and Natalya coming back, too. We don't know who the second chance vote's going to be. See, it messes everything up.
Are you going to really vote back two foreigners, though?
Oh, damn Canadian and Japanese person.
Damn them. Also, Finn in Sasha's shirt was kind of funny. I have to admit that.
Oh, with the little critter. I saw that, too.
I didn't see it.
It was so cute.
I guess I should look it up.
What those exactly are called.
I don't know.
It's called... Okay, so hold on. Baylor and... I gotta look this up now.
Alright, so Russ is looking up stuff yet again.
Yep.
It's been a busy night. On pause for Russ.
It's been a busy night of looking things up.
Hey, everybody that has an Xbox... And Xbox Live Gold. You should download Army of Two, just like Carrie should be telling Eric to do right now.
So what is Army of Two?
Army of Two is a single... Well, it's a two-player... you can play it single or co-op, and it's just a first-person shooter, but it's really well done for its time. And I don't know graphically how it's going to hold up, if they updated the graphics or not, but I mean, I've played through that game six, seven... Maybe even eight times. Like, I had such a good time with that game. So, it's free right now for any subscribers live with Xbox Live Gold.
Is it just an Xbox game exclusive?
Nope. You could buy it on your PS3 and only play it on your PS3 because PS4 sucks. I can tell because I have one and they don't play PS3 games.
That's
Yay,
true,
no
they
backwards
don't.
Compatibility. That's the system I want.
Stupidest thing ever. I hate when they don't do backwards compatibility.
And Eric's been informed, and he said, okay, will do.
Excellent.
Which means he won't do.
All right, so what's our next topic?
Yeah, let's move on.
Well, I actually don't have anything in my corner of the world, guys, except for the signings that were announced yesterday and also some TNA releases, if you guys want to start talking about those.
Well, Carrie, what's happening in your corner then? You just said you didn't have one.
Well, I mean,
can we have
let's
cookies
see,
in
War
your
Machine.
Corner?
Huh?
Can we have cookies in your corner?
Yes!
Okay, then I'll come.
Yay! Okay, so we had the signings announced yesterday of Ricochet, War Machine, and Candice LeRae. And looks like TNA released Bobby Lashley, Lauren Van Ness.
Wait,
and
Laurel got released?
Yeah. I heard that too.
Oh, shit. They've been focusing like the whole division around her like the past like 6 months.
I think I read today that she was granted her release.
She's actually good. She's really good at committing to her role. She would be somebody WWE could build a good character around.
You think Bobby Lashley's going to WWE?
Yes.
Think he's going to be in the Rumble?
No.
I know his contract doesn't end till the end of the month, but...
Let's not forget, he fought for our president before. And then he shaved Vince's hair.
And then he shaved Vince's hair, yes.
Yeah, there was others at TNA. I know... EC3. James Storm was released early in the month or in December.
I can't believe EC3 was released.
They're bleeding money. Chris Masters also released. You mentioned Ricochet, and
yeah.
I haven't seen enough of his matches, but just knowing the history of WWE, does this not seem like one of those times where he is just going to get buried and never get a true opportunity to shine? We'll say like Austin Aries, who's currently the TNA World Champ.
Well, now hold on. I'm confused. Is Ricochet signed with TNA?
WWE.
He did sign. Okay, I was going to say, because I thought he was going to sign with WWE. They made it sound like they were taking him. Oh, he's totally getting buried. And it's a shame, too, because he's really good.
Yeah, he'll probably be on 205.
205, though, could be the best show. That's the thing. Like, that could be the best show. And now rumor has it that they're going to be cutting it even more because of this MMC. They're like, nah, we don't care.
No, they don't. Why didn't they put the MMC on friggin' the network, too, after a while? I mean, I get why they're doing it on Facebook, but I don't know.
Ricochet, I mean, he's just a good flippy type guy.
Yes.
Okay, I think I've only ever seen one match of his, so I'm kind of ignorant to his.
What would you say, Carrie? Very athletic.
Oh, extremely athletic.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of like a new age Mysterio, like how Mysterio redefined.
No, he's tall though. He's taller though. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a mix maybe between X-Pac and Rey.
Yeah, more flippy than X-Pac, but not nearly as flippy as Rey.
Okay. Like I said, 205. I mean, once they get Gargano in there, once Ciampa's healthy, that could be the best division in WWE. They won't ever make it that, but Rockstar Spud's also coming, supposedly.
Yes,
soon.
Rockstar Spud, yep.
And that guy is phenomenal. 100% pure entertainment.
Yeah.
He's very good. And actually, him and EC3 have a good dynamic, so maybe he might be EC3's spokesman. I don't know. EC3 sucked in WWE.
He did.
What was his name? It wasn't Johnny Curtis. That was Fandango. I can't remember. But it was Johnny Curtis. And EC3 had this awful feud in NXT, and it's so bad. But it's so bad it's almost funny if you go back and watch some of it. But EC3, when he went to TNA, like, all of a sudden he had all this charisma, and then he got good in the ring. It's like...
Sometimes going to TNA is the best way to go.
TNA is a great place to hone your craft, because Drew McIntyre went there and became... He went from, like, a 6 or 7... up to an 8 or a 9 as an in-ring performer. EC3, he's probably a 7.5 or maybe even an 8. Bobby Lashley, I mean, he wasn't really that good in WWE.
He was. Yeah, he was so good. He was good to watch, but he wasn't good to watch in the ring, I think. I liked him, but I didn't think his match was going to be the number one match of the night.
He's by far the best free agent. You can build a company around Bobby Lashley. That's how good he is.
Yes.
He's good on the mic. He's really good as a heel. Him versus Brock is money. I assume that Brock's going to stay for SummerSlam for that match.
You think it's going to be SummerSlam before they have that match? Because that's the one thing I thought.
They might throw it away at small pay-per-view, so who knows? They might throw it away somewhere, but SummerSlam's the money match.
Definitely. But I think it may even happen at WrestleMania. We'll see what happens this week on Royal Rumble.
But that young guy with the long... What hair needs a push?
He certainly does.
I think he's had enough pushes.
Has he been pushed real good?
A little salt and pepper.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. So.
Let's move on to our final topic of the evening, then.
Yeah, we have some breaking news stories. A lot of them, actually. A couple came out on Friday. We had... Paige possibly done with her in-ring career. Mark Henry retiring. One of the Usos got arrested for a DUI, I believe. And Roman Reigns is tied to a steroid doctor. Wow, lots to discuss, guys. I'm sad about the Paige story.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. She's done. I don't think she'll ever wrestle again.
I think she will wrestle again, just not in WWE. I I mean, she started when she was 12, if I'm not mistaken. It's in her blood, yes. And Paige is very stubborn. We know that she's very stubborn. I'm telling you, WWE... I just threw something. WWE knew this, like, when they made that Royal Rumble poster, and that's why she looked so weird on the poster. They knew she wasn't wrestling. That's my conspiracy theory.
So they kind of made her look like a generic woman?
They did. They're like, we're just going to wipe her clean anyways. We don't need it to look like Paige. They knew. It's a shame. I mean, it's a freak accident that for a girl that I truly believe could have been top three all-time female wrestlers. I think that was her potential. I think her and AJ Lee both had that potential. AJ reached pretty high, maybe top five, but wasn't around long enough. And Paige is going to be the same story, don't you think?
I remember how much you used to hate Paige when she first
started. I can't stand her fucking screaming. I will say that to my dying day. I could not stand when that stupid bitch would go, not in my house or what? Whatever.
Yeah, not in my, this is my house.
Like, nobody wants to hear you scream that. If we wanted to hear that, we'd watch fucking women's tennis, okay?
Oh my God, did you hear about the women's tennis thing?
No. Do tell her, us.
All right.
Enlighten us.
So the grunting, well, because you brought up, because they always grunt, right?
Yeah.
So one recently in a major event, one of these girls, she was grunting like very, very pleasurable grunts, I would say. The crowd would not stop grunting with her. So every time she'd grunt, the crowd would grunt. And it came to a point that where the judge had to go, please, audience needs to be quiet. All they did afterwards, and they had the audio, I listened to the audio of this, is grunt, like, it was hilarious. So, sorry, you brought that up. I just thought I'd bring it.
Wow. Women's tennis is already better than Major League Baseball for me now.
Yep.
I mean, some of those Europeans.
They do grunt well.
Yeah, yeah. So, other stories that we have going on. Or do we want to keep talking about Paige, or can we move on to...
Well,
let's move on to Mark Henry, unless...
Unless he wants to say something silly.
No, Mark Henry's fine. That's what I was going to go to next anyway.
Yeah, so Mark Henry retired with basically no fanfare, no saying goodbye to the fans.
I read a article on Saturday, him... talking about this, he didn't retire. He says he's going to be like Ric Flair. He'll retire 50, 60 times. That's what he said.
I fully expect Mark Henry to either appear in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal or the Royal Rumble. Also, I noticed that Big Show's name is still advertised for the Royal Rumble. He's not healthy yet, right?
I don't think so.
Because he had like the hip surgery.
Yeah, I mean a major surgery.
I don't know why he's still being advertised. Like you can actually see the names written, and his is one of them. But Mark Henry deserves fanfare. People forget how long both him and Big Show have been around, almost about the same amount of time, and that was 20 plus years ago. I think we're near the 20 mark. Both guys have had remarkable careers. Big Show is a little bit better. But Mark Henry, I mean, he's done a lot for the company. He's always been a really good spokesperson. And wasn't he in the Martin Luther King video? The second one that they did on Raw? Where they visited the museum?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's still actively there. I think he's going to have another match.
He is. Well, the way he said it, he goes, I'm Ric Flairing this whole thing. He said, I'm going to retire five or six times. It's what he said. Because I read that too. Because he said he was someone had asked him, are you really retiring with not going on Raw? Or no, why not wait to Raw 25? And he goes, I didn't know. He said something like, I didn't realize I retired, but I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be like Ric Flair. I'll retire five or six times. So. Because I thought he was on that retired tour, wasn't he? A couple of weeks, like last year, he was on a retirement tour.
Last match I saw him on was the Andre the Giant match where he rode the cart down to the ring and got promptly thrown over.
Right.
Which, I mean, a lot of guys end up taking a ride on the cart, but...
Right.
All right, here's the question. If in fact it is Mark Henry's retirement, for whatever reason, what was your favorite Mark Henry moment?
Well, sexual chocolate will always be.
I mean, he was there for the Mae Young hand birth.
Yes, I was going to say the Mae Young hand birth is probably the most memorable.
I have one though. When he faked
my mind.
Oh, go ahead, Carrie.
I was going to say my mind automatically went to Hantine.
I still think Mark Henry's retirement speech and laying out John Cena was probably the single greatest thing he ever did. Like, he was so believable in that speech.
It was.
It was really impressive. And his Hall of Fame run, like, however long that was a really, really good run. So
I've never been a huge fan of his. I didn't really like his wrestling style. But the whole thing with Craig and sexual chocolate just is always, it's always been there for me, so.
Oh, I had a sticker on my dashboard from Craig of sexual chocolate.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, other news, you want to talk about the DWI, the USO?
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Carrie.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that he was on SmackDown on Tuesday, like. Would have thought they'd get in major trouble for that, but here we are. Granted, he didn't do much on SmackDown, but he was there. Don't they usually, like, curb these guys from doing anything as soon as they do something stupid?
You know, it's funny because Otunga was taken off immediately over allegations, which he's been cleared of.
Yep.
The domestic dispute. Rich Swann, same thing.
But he hasn't been cleared yet. Rich Swann hasn't
been cleared,
cleared yet.
No. So it's funny. I don't know. I mean, yes, domestic abuse is bad, but shouldn't DWI kind of be along the same
lane,
like a punishment? You can kill somebody driving drunk.
My question is, how bad was he? Was it like 0.09 to the 0.08 for DWI? At that point, I'm like, okay.
Russ, how about you do some fucking investigating, okay, and get us the answers?
That is not my job. Oh. So, I want to know what the was it like 0.09 out of the 0.08, and we're like, okay, he was barely drunk.
Well, yeah, I mean, did he pull an RVD and completely sabotage his career, or is it something minor?
Right, exactly. And to my point right now, I think it had to have been minor, because I didn't even know about it until after SmackDown, and someone had mentioned it on one of the...
I think it was reported yesterday morning or afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. Huh, I wonder if RVD's going to show up at Hammerstein.
That's a good question. He'd be great.
And the fans would go nuts for him.
I can't believe we didn't even think about him.
It's because he had such a bad run as champion, because he may have done the most idiotic thing a world champion's ever done in the history of being a world champion.
Get the belt and then smoke pot immediately after?
Yeah, like, I can't think of an instance in which somebody was world champion and did something dumber. I really am struggling to think of something dumber.
Jinder Mahal breathing?
Ouch.
Too soon.
Do not hinder the Jinder.
I will. You know, I will say this. Jinder Mahal has had two very decent matches. I don't want to say good.
No,
but
all right, this is where he should have been, though. This is what we talked about last year in the spring and summertime. We said Jinder Mahal should be for our mid-card title and learning how to wrestle.
Yes.
And last night proved that theory to be true. This is where he needs to be to hone his wrestling. It was just a mistake to give him the world championship.
Right. But you have to admit, this is the first time I was actually entertained, or kentertained, by a Jinder match that didn't involve AJ. So there's a glimmer of hope here.
He looked like he kind of put a few... He looked like he put thought into his match for once.
Yes. Well, great. That's the other thing. This was great storytelling from both guys. That's what I liked about it. Bobby was continuing his injury from the match before, and Jinder attacking it was great.
Jinder and Xavier was good, though, too.
The only thing I'll say with Jinder and Xavier went way too long. That should have been that should have been at most two segments, and it was three. And it at the end, I was just like, finish this. We all know who's friggin' winning it, so... So, too long. on my. That was the only problem I had with it. Other than that, you're right. It was decent. It was decent. It wasn't great.
It's where he belongs right now.
Yes, yes. I'm okay with these matches with him. Not him taking the WWE Championship. So.
So did we have any other news to cover, Kerry?
Or Roman.
Oh, yeah. Roman.
Do we give a fuck?
No, because we knew he got suspended for steroids last year or the year before.
2 years ago, I think, yeah.
Yeah, like, whatever. I mean...
It's steroids for fake. Who gives a shit?
Well, they have to be transparent in what they do.
Right.
But, I mean, let's face it. We all suspect Triple H of doing something back in the day mm-hmm. and still being employed when everybody else was getting caught and busted.
Yep.
We definitely view that there's favoritism in that company.
What?
I know. Kurt Hawkins may get punished just as much as Bo Dallas, and it doesn't seem fair all the time.
It doesn't.
I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think PEDs are a big deal.
No.
I'm okay with... I hate to talk about baseball, but I'm okay with, like, what happened. It without PEDs, without the home run chase of 2000 or whatever, 90-something... It was 90-something.
It was whatever. The 90s, dude. Yeah,
90, like, 7. What... That brought that sport back to relevance. Without these guys... fucking Scott Steinering their bodies, baseball would have never become relevant again, which I'm okay with too, but I'm saying, like, it's hypocritical how we view PEDs when we were so entertained by those that do them. Like, as long as it's an even playing field, I'm okay with it. I'm truly okay with an even playing field. If people want to do that to their body, it's not necessarily even harming them in some cases. A lot of the PEDs just help you recover faster. That's what Rey Mysterio used it for. Clearly, Rey Mysterio did not bulk up, you know, to some beast. He used it to help recover, and that elongated his career. Is that a bad thing?
I was going to say, what about Roman? He's not really bulky. He's not, like, jacked, Mr. Jacked.
He has the same body he's had since he came in.
Yeah, so I don't know. To me, wrestlers and steroids, they're not really... fighting, so who the fuck cares?
It's not UFC where one guy is doing it and one guy isn't.
Right, exactly.
Like, it's predetermined outcomes. Still real to us, but it's predetermined.
Right.
Even the House of Horrors.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel that these performers know what they're getting themselves into. When you get into wrestling, don't you know that there's a certain things that you may have to do with your body to get ahead? So, I don't know. I didn't think it was a big deal back 10 years ago when Randy and Edge and all those guys got in trouble for the Albany thing. It's not a big deal. These guys need to take care of their bodies as well as possible because otherwise they get hooked on the painkillers, and that's where the deaths.
That's the problem, honestly, right there.
They don't educate these guys enough into how to handle pain tolerance, and I mean. Who can how do you prepare your body to go through the demands that these men and women do, right? Like, you just don't prepare your body. The education needs to be there on the painkillers. That's more important than anything else, I think.
I agree.
Definitely. All right, guys. I think that about covers it. Anything else you guys wanted to cover, or... Should we start thinking about next week?
Next week.
All right, everyone, it is time for our segment, I'm Not Finished With You Yet, where we talk about what we're looking forward to next week. And I'm going to say surprise guesses at Raw 25. What about you, Kent?
Taker. Shortest answer I'll have all night.
And Russ.
Well, Taker's my obvious answer, but since Kent already took it, I'm just going to say, I can't wait to see Braun get his hands on whatever he can next week.
Including Alexa Bliss.
Yes. But in different reasons.
I was going to say, Braun doing Braun things. Yay! All right, listeners, it is that time again. It is time to play Guess the Wrestler. The rules of Guess the Wrestler are very simple. Each week, one of us picks a wrestler. This week, it's Kent's turn. And it's up to the other two to ask 9 questions, and we get 2 guesses as to who that wrestler is. Each week, we get 2 free answers, whether or not it is a current or former wrestler, and if it is...
Male or female, not it.
Male or female.
They.
This week, it is a former female, in the spirit of talking about women.
Former female. All right. Carrie, you can go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'll kick us off. What era?
Let's see. It appears within the past decade.
I feel like I'm going to waste my question then. WWE is where we're going to know this person from mostly?
Yep, you wasted it.
Yeah, okay. I thought it would be.
But you had to.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make 100% positive you weren't trying to slip something underneath us.
I'm not
like
trying
a
to slip
TNA.
Anything into your ass. No TNA.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no.
No TNA?
You may feel the impact later.
Okay.
Is she a Hall of Famer?
No. In my mind, she is, but no, she would not be considered a Hall of Famer. I don't know, because the bar is weird for... there's been Trish, Lita, and Beth so far, and Sherry, and Moolah, and May. That's the bar, so as of right now, no, I would say no.
Okay. Championships.
What a handsome question that is. None.
Really?
So, once again, I'm not thinking Hall of Fame.
Definitely not. Especially never. Wow.
But, Russ, please remind me of that question after the reveal, because I have something funny. All
right. Oh, man, I'm losing it now, because last 10 years, retired, old, or not really wrestling anymore. You said the last decade, right? I'm not crazy.
Yeah, she was active in the last decade. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man. Carrie?
I am really drawing a blank now. What color hair does she have?
She has black hair now.
Okay. Color of skin.
Tannish? I mean, she's not...
Okay.
She's not black, she's not white, she's tan.
Okay, sure.
I guess.
Oh, man,
I mean, isn't that pretty much like 90% of the female roster? Especially, you know, if you consider the past decade when they had... The past decade, there's been a lot of women, if you really think about it.
There have been, and that's in the last 10 years. I still remember, I picked back up about 5 years ago, so there's 5 years I'm missing. So.
Russ, I can assure you, you know who this lady is.
I do know who it is, okay.
I promise you this is not a trick.
All right.
It's not 1 a.m.
Is she friends with anyone in the business?
Is she friends with anybody in the...
Like, best friends. With someone who used to be a former champion.
Are you talking like Caitlyn and AJ?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would assume she made friends, but not in the way that... It's not Caitlyn or AJ, if that helps.
I knew it wasn't AJ, but...
Like I said, if you're in the business for long enough, I'm sure you make friends, but...
Well, that eliminates Caitlyn, then.
Well, thank God we eliminated Caitlyn.
Hey, she's a possibility to come back for the Rumble.
She is.
She that was reported today, I saw.
Oh, man. All right. Any major stables? Would we know this person from?
No. No, I would say no. I can't think of any.
I have no idea who this is.
Well, we have two more questions, or one more question. Kat? I think we're on seven. She's got eight, and then I got nine.
No, she has seven, you have eight, she has nine. You have three questions.
Really? We have three questions. Okay, so we only did six. All right, yeah. I was marking them down, and I think I accidentally darted an extra mark.
I mean, there are a couple of questions that would really help. There's a question that would help Carrie out specifically. There's a question that would help Russ out specifically. And those questions are not two in the same.
Well, okay, I don't know if she ever won this. Or if she ever won anything. I'm thinking about who this might be. Were they ever on Tough Enough? Oh, wait, it's not my question.
I could answer it if you want.
Carrie, do you want me to use that as your question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was she ever on Tough Enough?
Yes.
No, not to my knowledge. I'm just double checking out. I'm not seeing it, though.
Okay.
Because you know how sometimes people get cut? I mean, she could have been like one of those people that never made the quote-unquote show, but she was...
Right.
Yeah.
Was she ever on Total Divas?
Ah, there's the question that I was waiting for you to ask. Yes, she was.
All right.
I mean, that helps narrow it down a little bit.
It does a little bit, but not much.
Yeah. So one question remains for...
whoever.
Yeah.
Man, I don't... Okay, she's been on Divas. So, oh man, is she, well, Carrie, what do you think? Do you think maybe ask who, they're dating maybe? Maybe we know who they're dating?
I think the better question would be, did this person have a really, really good storyline towards the end of her run with WWE?
Is that your question?
Well, you know what I was thinking about? I just thought about this. What about maybe were they a valet for anybody?
Fight it out amongst yourself. You have one question.
Well, okay, what was your question again?
Mine was, was she in a really good storyline before, right before her end, the end of her WWE run?
Ava Marie? Because that was the best storyline she was ever in. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Your question's good, too. Because I'm thinking, like, either... I was thinking Ava Marie or Summer Rae once you get that, but I don't know what color hair Summer Rae is. Ava Marie, I'm just assuming, is red. So... I don't know.
Well, why don't we do this one? Instead of married, boyfriend, dating... Is she married?
Is she married? it appears that she does have a spouse.
Does that help you?
Oh, yes, it does.
Well, then you seem to know who it is.
Is it Eva Marie?
Yeah, Russ, you should really listen to her. She was right. Because she dyed her hair after.
Yep. Oh. Yes, she did.
Well, I narrowed it down to those two.
Specifically asked me what her hair color is now.
Yeah. Well, I narrowed it down to those two, and I was taking it away from Ava Marie.
I gave
you
the fucking action figure this year. Shame on you for not picking
it. I know. That's why.
This is why I have a bunch of excuses for my little titties.
Not an excuse. I had it down to her or Summer Rae. I just wasn't sure which one.
Russ, you always have it down to the answer that is right and the one that you're going to say.
No, I was going with Summer Rae. I totally agree with I was going with Summer Rae. But I even said it before you said it. I said, I have Summer Rae or Ava Marie, and then I totally dismissed Ava Marie because of that.
I heard Carrie's question. I was like, well, if they go with it, they have it. And then you completely talked her out of it.
Well, I didn't want to talk her out of it. I just wasn't sure if it could have been Summer Rae.
That's like a negative one for reputation. Talking her out of the question that gives you the answer.
No, she got her question. I got her answer. So,
because she asked about a spouse?
Yeah. That gave her her answer.
She was already thinking Eva Marie, though.
Yeah, I was as soon as you said total divas and black hair, because I knew she re-dyed her hair.
Yeah, that's why I said that was the question you were going to ask, and the question I feared Russ was going to ask is, did she have a great run or a great angle and
storyline? Yeah, well, if you had said yes, either way,
Russ,
I would have gotten Eva Marie. Well, no, because... Summer Rae had a decent storyline, not right before she left, but she definitely had a decent storyline. What?
When?
When she was the Fandango.
Oh, yeah, that was such a great storyline. She was so...
She was very sexy.
No, the first girl that Fandango had for like the first month was great. The real dancer?
Yes.
Like, they should have just kept her. Instead, yes. I mean, like, Summer Rae was great, but they botched Summer Rae. Totally botched her.
Oh, totally. But
and totally botched Eva Marie because that was...
Yeah, they totally botched Eva Marie, too, so... Yeah.
She's still the official champion as far as I'm concerned.
She's never coming back to us, though.
Maybe on Walking Dead this February.
All right, guys. Kent, any announcements before we say goodnight to our listeners?
Yeah, apparently I posted the wrong Tales from the Plunder Bun last week, so this week people are going to get two chapters for the price of none.
It's like getting it for free. Twice.
Yeah. Me and Eric both botched that pretty badly. Good times.
So
I'm only taking two quarters of the responsibility, though.
Well, so 50% of the
two quarters, Russ. Two
quarters. I got you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
All right. So everyone, be on the lookout for that. And of course, it's our blog, our wrestling blog,
and songpros.com.
And you don't forget, sawingpros.com. I mean, these guys are amazing. You should definitely check it out. Again, I want one fan that's not Carrie to go on that site and say something about us to them. It's the only way I'll ever know if we ever actually have anybody who listens to us other than Carrie. So,
and just leave a comment on the blog or message Kent at 9deuce, wrestling at 9deuce.com. It doesn't matter. Contact us somehow, some way. Please let us know that this voice has been heard.
Yes, that's the only thing, because then we can be like, hey, sawingpros.com, we shilled the hell out of you, and we're going to do it again next week.
Yes, would you like to be our formal sponsor? We really should have asked them before we started.
No, we will use their name. What are they going to do, sue us for nothing that we have?
Sue me for my hairline?
Yeah, well, they're getting nothing, all right, because that's what I got.
All right, guys. I think it's time to say goodnight to our listeners. So, for Russ, Kent, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we will all talk to you all next week.
Bye.
Russ, you're a disgrace on the questions this week. Disgrace.